JP, tell me about collaboration. I keep hearing people saying that they're collaborating or they want to collaborate. What does it really mean?
Yeah, it's such a good question. I hear this too, that everyone says they're collaborative, but I'm not sure everyone's talking about the same thing. And so I think it's worthwhile to be a lot more specific about what that means. In general, it just means working together, which we do all the time. But in this context, when we talk about collaboration and what it might do, we're talking about something that's a little deeper than just cooperating or coordinating our activities. We're talking about coming together with other people and creating something that wouldn't have existed if the individuals worked on it by themselves. And there's a certain sort of leap that you have to make to trust that process and say, okay, together we're going to create something that was not possible separately, which is not always the case when we just coordinate our activities or cooperate on something. So it's something deeper than coordination and cooperation.
Interesting. And is collaboration something that is just done between, like, it's always a group of people, but what kinds of groups of people are we talking about in this collaboration lab?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, collaboration happens at many different levels. And so we've sort of structured the lab around these different or three different levels of collaboration. First, we're starting with collaboration, internal collaboration in an organization. So how is the organization itself set up to encourage collaboration among staff, people, and leadership? In the second part, we go out to partnerships and how do individual organizations partner on different things. And come together like that. And then in the third session, we look at large-scale collaborations, which you might call networks, coalitions, collective impact. So it's many organizations coming together to work on a thing.
I love that. I love that so much. So if I took the collaboration lab, this new three-part lab that Vantage Point has developed, what would I be hoping to get out of it? What do you think I'm going to be learning?
Great. Yeah, we really hope that, people learn some new ways of thinking about this big fuzzy term of collaboration, new ways of framing up their ideas around that, and also that they learn a lot of practical tools for actually collaborating. So we talk about some systems and structures and signals within an organization that actually promote collaboration, because it's not enough to say we want to be collaborative. We have to look at how we work. And do things in a way that supports that collaboration. And that's true when we partner with other organizations or join a large scale collaboration. So there's some ways of thinking about things, but there's also a lot of practical tools. And we're going to lean heavily on a particular case study that we've developed, where you get to look at an organization and its leadership situation and what's happening inside the organization and in its partnerships. And you get to discuss that with other people and give advice about what this leadership should do and all of these interesting things. So that case study is exciting, and we'll follow that throughout the three sessions.
Amazing. And final words, collaboration, why should we be doing it?
Because more is possible together than it separately.
Wonderful. Thanks for your time today.